Yo, Lyrics and Lattes, I need you back like I need my morning
Hey,
coffee.
Lyrics and Lattes. It's been a minute.
Yo, where y'all been? I need y'all Lyrics and Lattes.
Miss you guys. You're my daily pickup and encouragement.
So, how am I supposed to know what kind of coffee to drink now? Got me out here drinking sugar water, waiting for y'all to drop another episode. We through waiting.
Welcome to Lyrics and Lattes, a podcast where we extract self-development tips and inspiration from your favorite hip-hop songs over coffee. Look, I know this sounds crazy, but I'm about to encourage you and offer practical steps for personal growth using nothing but rap lyrics. My name is Jason Wallace. I'm your host, and let's get to it. All right, so we've been gone for a while. You know, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time. Long time. We shouldn't have left you without a dope beat. Step two.
But Lyrics and Lattes is back with new episodes. And Trevor, well, that business he's always talking about, Mediac, well, Mediac has blown up and is getting booked left and right. So he decided to go and focus his efforts there as he should. So round of applause for Trevor. No, too much. Bring it down a little bit. He didn't get his in. There we go. Speaking of effects, while I did a lot of the writing, Mediac and Trevor handled the special effects and the editing. So in the background today, I got Letika from Indonesia. Say what up to the people, man.
What's up, people? Oh, and my name is Alkita, and I'm from the Philippines.
Where did I get Letika from?
Letika! Letika!
Anyways, man, how you doing?
Well, it has been an interesting week. First, my family is looking to...
Hey, whoa. When somebody from the States asks how you doing, we're just looking for a fine. I'm good. You know, we don't actually mean it. It's like when we say, like, let's grab lunch or I'ma pray for you. Like, it's not real. It's something that we just say.
Oh, I understand. I'm fine.
No, it's cool. Let's get back to the episode. So with all these adjustments going on, it got me thinking about change. So today I wanted to give you 3 steps on how to cope with change. But before I do, let's talk coffee. So today, the featured beverage is the Butterfly Latte. This is from La La Land Kind Cafe. And then what the thing about this is La La Land Kind Cafe is a coffee shop that focuses on kindness. It normalizes kindness. And what they do is they have this van that drives by and they simply just shout out positive messages and encouragement and compliments to people on the street.
Excuse me, ladies. I just want to tell you guys you're so beautiful.
So if you're ever in Texas area, like they're in Dallas and Houston and a few other places, as well as in the Santa Monica area in California, check out La La Land Kind Cafe. Okay, so back to coping with change. Look, change is hard. We all know that. And that's why we often cling to what's familiar, even if that familiarity, did I say that right? Familiarity? Yeah, I got it right. Even when that familiarity no longer makes us happy or serves us well. But change is a necessary part of life. And if we're not willing to embrace it, we'll get left behind. Let's get Jay-Z's take on change.
Yeah. Change the game for these hoes. Play the game like we supposed.
Hey, you thought I wanted the lyric about changing with hoes? Stick to the script.
Sorry.
Play the lyric in the script.
Everybody look at strange, say change, like to work that hard to stay sane.
Good. All right. So what Jay-Z's talking about here is people looking at you strange, saying you changed because you worked this hard. You ain't worked this hard to stay the same. Right. And while most people would talk about it from that perspective, like, you know, you need to work hard and elevate from your surroundings and you got to change and grow. I want to talk about it from a different perspective. What if somebody else changed? What if somebody else is changing? And, you know, you get left behind holding the bag. Now you got to adjust to a new way of life based upon somebody else's decision to elevate in something that was best for them, which is good. But you got to adjust with that. What do you do then? You could be happy for them or you can resent them. Neither one of those things really address what you need to do. But, you know, let's play Changes by XXXTentacion. How do you say this fool's name?
Triple X, Extension.
XXXTentacion.
Trying to read, like, figure out who they're talking about. I find out who they're talking about.
Is it the extension guy?
I don't even think that's how you say his name.
You know what? How about this? Let's just get it from him directly.
XXXTentacion.
All right, let's cue the lyric.
Baby, I don't understand this. You're changing, I can't stand it. My heart can't take this damage. And the way I feel, can't stand it.
This is the feeling that I'm talking about, dealing with the pain of somebody else's decision to change. Today, I'll be talking from that perspective. So how do you cope with change when you weren't ready for it? Maybe somebody broke up with you. Maybe, you know, you were released from your job by surprise. Or maybe somebody passed away. That's a level of change right there. What are you going to do to pick up the pieces to get back to what matters the most? You. Well, here's two things you can do. One is called escape coping. The other is called control coping. Escape coping is when you avoid something that you don't have to deal with it right now, right? You don't want to deal with the reality of the change at the moment, so you do other things so you can avoid it. You ain't got to think about those challenges. An example of this could be, you know, drugs, parties, alcohol. Ray Wimley, former guest of ours, talks about this here in Too Deep. Let's check it out.
Overrated, left a lot of people skeptical, living their life jaded, refrain from real feelings, living in the moment with liquor forever present. We stay potent, party never ends, DJ keep going, money over everything, trust stop growing.
Now, escape coping in that format is easy to spot. You know, somebody that wasn't partying is also now partying all the time. It's clear to see that they're trying to escape and distract themselves from something. What's harder to spot is something that looks a little bit more productive, a more productive way of escape coping. Kendrick Lamar talks about it right here in Fear.
My newfound life made all of me magnified. How many accolades do I need to block denial?
Kendrick Lamar is talking about escape coping, but escaping and being productive and successful and shooting for something that is ambitious. And ambition can also be a way to escape from whatever you want, don't want to deal with, because you just put your head down, you work hard. You see that when after somebody passes away, they just go to work right afterwards and they just work really hard. It's another form of escape. So that was escape coping. The other one is called control coping, which is when you process what happened in an honest way and being a part of that change, whether you were the cause of the change or not. That looks a little bit like Jennifer Hudson in Dreamgirls. Let's check it out.
I am changing. I'm gonna start right now, right here. I'm hoping to work it out. And I know that I can.
Growing with that change is what she's talking about. And while the second may seem like the best plan, really the healthiest plan is a little bit of both, right? And with this, self-awareness is key. And sometimes escaping for a moment is self-care, as long as you don't stay there and you grow and you move from it eventually. But there's nothing wrong with a little bit of escape while you kind of get your thoughts together. So today I'm going to be giving you 3 steps on how to adapt and thrive in today's ever-changing world. All right. So how do you cope with change? 3 steps. All right. This is after you got the initial shock, right? Hey, man, you got anything in your special effects bag to kind of personify what somebody feels like when they're shocked? Ah, bus a bus. I love it. All right. So that's the shock there. After you get over that initial shock, the first step is to sit down somewhere. You just took a hit.
You got knocked the fuck out.
You ever seen those boxers and they fighting and they get knocked down and they pop up so fast they fall out of the ring and go upside down and embarrass themselves? Look, they got up too quickly. The worst thing you can do right now after taking a hit is to get up and start making decisions based upon what you just learned. Sit down somewhere. Negative emotions decrease your ability to reason. I'll say that again. Negative emotions decrease your ability to reason. Emotional decisions are not sound decisions, especially if those emotions are fear or anger. Instead, sit down with your thoughts and be honest with yourself about how you're feeling. Let's put up some Jay-Z, Can't Be Life.
It's like 93, 94, about the year that Big and Mac dropped. The Illmatic rocked out of every rag drop. In the West, had it locked, everybody doing them. I'm still scratching on the block like, damn, I'ma be a failure. Surrounded by thugs, drugs, and drug paraphernalia.
What Jay-Z's talking about here is he was in a place in life to where everybody around him was doing well. His friends, Nas and Biggie, and in the West Coast is popping, and he's still sitting there in the same spot feeling stuck. And he said, I'm going to be a failure surrounded by thugs, drugs, and drug paraphernalia, which is one of my favorite Jay-Z lines, because it really shows vulnerability and how he was feeling at that moment. But what he did was he really got his thoughts out. Sometimes you have to either get your thoughts out on paper. You got to write something down. Write down how you're feeling. Write down what's going on in your head right now. Talk to your friend about it, but you can't just hold it in, because you can't begin to address how you're feeling if you don't even acknowledge what they are. Because these emotions that he just said were, you know, not true. They were over exaggerated, but they gave him a baseline of where he was. And with that, you can begin to unpack and unravel your thoughts and start to add reason in ways where you can recognize that some of your thoughts are actually self-defeating and probably fabricated, and not, you know, what's really happening, but just an emotion that what you're feeling right now. And it's okay to feel that way now, but you got to get it out. You got to sit still and don't make any decisions right now. Just sit with it. Just sit with it. Sit down somewhere. Step two is you got to get your perspective in order. You got to get your perspective in order. You know, you've looked at it from your point of view. You've seen how the change has affected you. Now we got to look at it from somebody else's perspective, the other person. For this, let's go to Pusha T.
My brother just turned down $500,000 for being one half of one of the greatest duos in hip-hop history.
And my brother's keeper.
I couldn't love him more.
Let's also add this lyric right here.
And my brother's keeper. They still asking about the duo. Applaud is finding salvation. But I'm still rhyming about the you know.
Look, so what happened here is Pusha T was in a huge hip hop group. Him and his brother Malice was formed the Clips. Y'all know the Clips, right?
Grinding, you know what I keep in aligning.
Yeah, so they formed the Clips, and at the height of their success, Malice, his brother and partner, decided to, I mean, he found God, man. He found God, and he didn't want to rap about selling drugs and killing people and shooting. And he didn't want to do that no more. He was just at a point where the money wasn't important to him. He didn't want to do it. And they talked about it. And I think at the end of the day, Pusha really just, you know, he applauded his brother. He was supportive of his brother of leaving. And, you know, you got to be supportive of somebody else's decision, because when you start thinking about how somebody else made that decision and you see that, one, nobody owes you nothing. Entitlement shows when you expect people to make a decision that's outside of their own interest because it's best for you. Sometimes a decision that you may, somebody may have made that once served them no longer serves them. And it's time for them to do something different. And you got to respect that from their perspective. And what Pusha T did was he respected it from his brother's perspective, and he loved him through it, and he supported him through it. Now, he's still rapping about drugs and money and, you know, doing what he got to do in the streets.
Drug dealers anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous.
But that's what he wanted to do. So he continued doing what he wanted to do. Malice didn't want to do that. So Pusha T supported his brother Malice in love in that. So one, you got to sit down somewhere. Two, get your perspective in order by checking it out from a different angle. And then three, accepting the new normal. Let's play New Normal by Khaled.
It's a new normal, tough us to live in it, not to understand it.
Whether you like it or not, or whether you understand it, or whether you even agree with it, this is the new normal. You can't avoid it forever. It'll come a time where you just got to live in it. You can't avoid it forever. Change is the only thing that's constant in life. So you can't expect stability. Even if you could, why would you want to? Change is good. Change is healthy. Change is life. And as long as you are living, change is inevitable. And it's time to move on and move forward with that change and not against it. Accepting the new normal is one of the healthiest things you can do. One of the healthiest, because you living in reality and you don't realize that sometimes that new normal may be better for you, because it allows you to then focus on yourself and what you got to do to grow and where you got to be. It's time to accept the new normal. All right, folks, here's the recap. You can deal with change by escaping from it or by controlling it. Hopefully you do a little bit of both. But when you choose the latter, here are three steps to help you cope with that. One, don't make emotional decisions. Sit with your thoughts, write them down. Two, get your perspective in order and see it from a different angle. And three, accept the new normal for what it is. All right, folks, so when it comes to change, it's time to accept the past, but fight for the future. Let's play a line from Big Sean from the song Timeless.
Give all my conscience to multiply, give it my undivided. You gotta move fast, think faster. Lately, my life been a lot of losses and less laughter. To paint the picture, I can't look the same in my before and after.
You cannot look the same in your before and your after. Whoever you were before the change, you need to come out of it completely unrecognizable to anybody who knew you in the past. You are not somebody that's gonna sit on the sidelines and allow somebody else's decision to change affect who you were destined to become. You are not here to be moved by the wind of other people's decisions. Yo, it's time to stand firm of who you are and the value that you bring and live the life that you said that you're gonna live by. Be moved by nobody. Fear no outcome and take nothing with you, because animosity and resentment are not allowed on the next level. They're not allowed on that floor. They cannot go with you where you are called to be. Fill your bag with gratitude and appreciation and let's travel to the next version of you. All right, folks, so today's episode was about change. And since we're talking about change, there's gonna be some changes on the show. One, two episodes a week, I might not be able to hit that. I might just do one. Sorry, but you know, I love y'all, but two is a lot by myself. So even though I'll be doing these solo, you'll be hearing Trevor's voice on the next episode because we recorded about four or five episodes together. So we're gonna go ahead and just run through those ones before you hear me just me by myself. And the next episode is, you know, probably one of the best Lyrics and Lattes episodes. Trevor really went in on that one, breaking down lyrics, and I did my thing too. So check that one out. Anyways, we're also gonna be doing different things. So if you wanna become a guest host, I'm taking guest hosts. You can come on the show and break down some lyrics with me. Also, if you're looking for some advice, I'm doing episodes around advice. So you can come on and I will give you some advice based on rap lyrics. So with that, go to lyricsandlattes.com, stay connected with us. Or just, you know, what you can do is go to our Lyrics and Lattes page on Instagram, us at Lyrics and Lattes, and follow us and share us with 10 people. Just share us, get us out there. Lyrics and Lattes, we here and we back. See y'all soon.